This is the Inside Track. We're at the Pitside Parts open house today. Got a chance to talk with B47 Promotions promoter Brandon Savage. Brandon, haven't talked to you. I don't think we didn't talk after the fall race last year. I don't think, did we?
We talked a little bit about what some of the guys had done, and then about the IMCA bonus and some things there. But other than that, it's been a pretty calm winter. It's been pretty nice, of course. But and then, like I said, here today, we're here at Pitside Parts doing some registrations and things like that, and also showing Friday night's racing down there. And the guys are really enjoying it.
Well, I know we're kind of backing up a little bit, but I'm going to tell you, I don't think anybody expected that Dock 360 Nationals down there at the Scotland County Speedway in Memphis to be as smooth as it was, a great a show as it was. I got to tip my hat to you. You guys did a tremendous job those two nights. I mean, you would have thought you were veterans at it, because it was a pretty good show.
Yeah, it went pretty good. It was definitely smooth like silk, just like that racetrack. Things went our way, you know, and when it does that, it makes you look good, even though maybe you don't know exactly what's going on. But really, like I said, I mean, the crew that's there are definitely prime guys. And Kevin Eggleston, the flagman, he was here earlier today and kind of checking in with us, just kind of seeing what's going on. You know, these guys, they're ready for some racing, and that's what it comes down to. And it's getting close. I mean, Daytona 500's right around the corner. And then it's on, you know, and then it's a race to the finish line, or what this is going to be, the starting line, and we'll just go from there.
Yeah, for the racers, which you're a racer too, so I'm forgetting that now. At least I guess you still are, but boy, this is kind of that time of season where, you know, you have Christmas, and it seems like you've got quite a while before we're going to go racing, and the next thing you know, it's a month later, or just a little bit more than a month later, and you're like, whoa, the car shows are next month. What's going on? Man, I don't have as much time as I thought I did.
Yeah, exactly. And it's been a big deal with the promoter side of it. And then we also are planning on running weekly at Lee County Speedway, you know. So we're splitting jobs. We're doing the promoter thing, but we're also driving as well. So we've got the body off the car. We're kind of getting some things done there and kind of picking up some parts today to get going, which we're a little farther ahead, but we're behind, you know. So and then we're still working on that promoter deal to try to get everything covered there. And I think we've thrown together a pretty good program that's going to work for everybody, me and the track and the people in that surrounding area. So I think it's going to be a pretty good deal.
So we're going to have quite a few people listening to this on heartlandmotorsports.com. Just somebody out there that doesn't know Scotland County Speedway too well down there. Tell us a little bit about what you got going on this year.
Well, as far as schedule-wise, we've got April 21st, we're going to do a modified challenge. And what that kind of consists of is it's $12.50 to win 8 mods, $30 entry fee on that. And then we're pretty sure that JD is going to come back in the double zero, because, you know, he kind of went undefeated last year. And they called me and said they absolutely love that track and they're wanting to come back. So I think we've got a good scheduled date there that nothing real close to them is going to work, and so I think they'll be right on down. And we got Josh Foster, we got Tyler Kalen here doing a little practicing, learning his line so they know where to go, because they said the A crew's coming down. So it's going to be interesting, and I'm sure if we went and talked to Michael Long, it's probably going to be about the same. But I really doubt that he's practicing up looking at lines, because he knows how to get around that racetrack, and we definitely had a heck of a race on that Saturday. But and hopefully we got the same thing on April the 21st. From there, then we're jumping to June 30th, and that date's kind of it's a for sure date in the schedule, but exactly what we're doing, we haven't totally nailed that down. We've got some ideas and things. We just got to get some people lined up to do them. And then June the 12th, which will be the week of the fair, we're going to do the Memphis Mayhem, which I think will be definitely an interesting thing for a lot of people, something new for the area. And then August 18th, we'll be back to another race, circle track racing. September the 15th, back to a Memphis Mayhem. And then we're going to finish the year out October 19th and 20th. Right back with our Dock 360 Pepsi Nationals, and we'll try to follow up to this last year and we'll just see what happens.
Well, if there's racers out there that sounds like you're going to race, maybe not for sure exactly how many times this year, but going to come out to maybe close to once a month, something like that. Is that about what it averages?
Right. That's pretty close to what we're doing. And I think there's enough guys out there kind of hitting and missing. I mean, I know myself, we got a lot of other things it seems like going on. And then, of course, we throw other things in there. But it seems like that works out pretty good. I mean, it's going to be a draw, redraw show. So it's not like you're going to get kicked out if you miss a night or two. You're not going to start in the rear. You got just as good a chance as anybody else. And we're hoping to try to do a kind of a special for each class throughout those shows and kind of make it good for everybody. You know, that's pretty much what we're there to do. Is we love that racetrack and we just want to put something on to keep it going. Really hate to see it go down from that. So,
well, I've talked to a lot of racers that have said to me, you know, I don't know if I'm going to race for points at my track this year. I might just run, you know, race around here and there and have fun. I'll tell you, some racer that hasn't ever been down there to the track in Memphis or the Scotland County Speedway, I guarantee you they're going to love that racetrack. So many of the racers in this area, it's their favorite track. They're going to go down there. They're going to have fun racing on your track. They got a place down there. They can also got a place they can camp, don't they?
Right. We got some camping right there. And, I mean, like a lot of the guys did for the Fall Nationals, you know, they stayed there for the two-night deal. And I think that works out pretty good. It kind of gets everybody together, and it's more relaxed because of the fact that, hey, you know, it's the end of the year, so you kind of get a meet up with some, you know, the guys that you'd usually be beating fenders with. Now you're sitting around the campfire drinking some sodies, and, you know, I mean, it's just an all-around good time. But
so you got to be sodies?
It don't have to be sodies. It can be whatever. It could be just some Doc 360 maybe even. But, yeah, I mean, like Abe Holes, he talked to me. He says, man, I forgot how nice that racetrack was. I really love racing around that place. He says, I'll definitely be back. And if you watch that Friday night show between him and Griner, oh boy, that thing is tight, you know, and they put on one heck of a show. And that's not the only class. I mean, you got right there the Modifieds on Saturday with JD and Long. Those guys just, you know, going back and forth in the hobby stuff. I mean, every class was just extremely tight, racing back and forth. So, and, you know, that's right where we hope to be at this year. And we've got Ryan and Stacy right back doing the racetrack again. So I think she's going to be super smooth, just like it was for the Nationals. And I really think they do wonders for our program and keeping that part of it good, so we don't have the fans waiting on people to do things and we're not out there four-wheel driving. So that's huge.
That was the great thing of that weekend, man. We weren't sitting there waiting on that track to get ready. You guys had a good track. It was a good show. Are you going to run, you might not know this, I don't want to put you on the spot, but are you going to run all your classes each night that you race?
We're going to run the five classes pretty much every time. The only time that it's kind of up in the air, not really up in the air, but the Sport Mods on June the 30th won't run because they're running in Burlington. That's kind of one of their swings up there at Burlington. They're kind of doing a hit-and-miss schedule with the Sport Mod guys. So what we're going to do is we're bringing in the Dwarf Mod Light guys.
What a show.
Yeah, and we're going to put them guys down there. They're excited to come and play too. So it'll be kind of a mix for the fans and the racers as well. I mean, I really like enjoy watching those guys run. Just the RPMs they can turn, it's unreal.
And boy, those cars turn on a dime and go the other way. They're quick.
Yeah, and then you see the guy pull over to his pits and he gets out and he's like 6'5" and he's like, whoa, how did he fit in that thing, you know? Those guys were excited. We got some guys out of Moline that wants to come over, Des Moines, and then up from Kansas City. So it'll kind of give those guys a chance to see something else they haven't seen for a while. Some new guys, you know, some new equipment. What's this guy got? You know, us racers, we're always challenged to get the biggest, the best, and that. So it'll kind of give them a challenge to see what everybody else has got.
Again, what's your first date?
April 21st is our first date with that Modified Challenge show. I think it'd be a great show.
Well, Brandon Savage, again, thanks for talking with us here about the Scotland County Speedway. Great to run into you here at the Pitside Parts Open House. And I know before that date comes around, we'll be talking to you again before then.
I sure hope so, Dave. And they can always check out the website. It's www.scotlandcountyspeedway.com. We've got all our updates on there. We've also got some text alert stuff. So definitely jump on the bandwagon there, and we'll keep you up to date. And that's going to be the biggest thing.
Thank you, Brandon. Wish you the best luck this year.
Thank you.